This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Ready to go after a two-year wait. Selection Sunday. We're ready to fill out our brackets. And you can be involved in our bracket challenge. Everybody can get into the pool. All you have to do is sign up for the newsletter, danpatrick.com. And once you sign up, you can submit your bracket. And then you can see where you stand with the celebrities that we have. Where else can you be in a bracket challenge with the likes of Jake from State Farm, Michael Douglas, Bryan Cranston, Darius Rucker, Jim Parsons, Guy Fieri, Bob Costas, Mark Cuban, John Oates of Hall & Oates, Jack Nicklaus, Alex Ovechkin, Adam Sandler, Wayne Gretzky, just to name a few.
You're making a few of those up.
And you'll see your name, you know, in the bracket challenge where you stand with those celebrities. Those are just some of the celebrities that we have. And I didn't make up any name there. Jack Nicklaus is involved. Michael Douglas is involved. Jake from State Farm. Even tag team. Scoop, there it is. Alex Ovechkin. I don't even know if he knows anything about college basketball. It doesn't matter. You can be involved in the bracket challenge. Doesn't cost you anything. It's just pride is at stake. You sign up for the newsletter and you can enter your bracket and you're ready to go. We'll have some fun with that. But don't expect this to be a normal NCAA tournament. There's still some serious health challenges out there. And Jay Billis is going to join us. If a team can't play, then what happens to that team in the tournament? We saw what happened in conference tournaments, but it's going to be harder than ever to fill out a respectable bracket. A disrupted regular season threw everything off balance. Teams like Virginia and Kansas and Duke, they had to pull out of their conference tournaments. But even with all the upheaval, there'll be some pleasant surprises. There'll be some familiar faces. Those are the coaches. Patrick Ewing, who will join us later on this morning, leading Georgetown to the Big East title. Rick Pitino, leading Iona to a conference title and a tournament berth. You still have some star power in there, some players who will be playing in the NBA next year. But there's less star power than usual. There's no Zion Williamson. There's no that one name you got to see. But there will be players where you will fall in love with them because you'll love their story or how they play or both. And not to sound like a CBS promo, but, you know, this is where legends are made. Even if it's not your normal tournament, it's just, I'm glad that it's back. Whatever it is, I'm glad that it's back considering where we were a year ago. This program is brought to you by the great folks at Built Bar. 16 grams of protein, low calorie, low carb, and it tastes great. That's the key. It's a protein bar. Tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, promo code DP20. 20% off your first order. Once again, sign up for the DP Show newsletter. Go to danpatrick.com. All you have to do is enter your email address in the box that slides out bottom right corner. You're good to go. And then when you fill out your bracket, you submit it. Mario will put it in the hopper with all the other celebrities who are involved in our bracket challenge. So the number one seeds, Gonzaga, Baylor, Illinois, Michigan. Duke is out. Duke not even playing in the NIT. Drew Brees has announced his retirement. And it looks like Jameis Winston will be the starter, at least projected to be the starter in New Orleans, which is what I've been saying for many, many months now. Taysom Hill's fascinating. He's not my starting quarterback. Jameis Winston, and hopefully through osmosis or proxy, he learned how to play the position a little bit better being around Drew Brees and Sean Payton. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Mike Florio will join us on loan from Pro Football Talk. First day that you can start to negotiate with free agents. Aaron Jones stays with the Green Bay Packers. You got Knicks, Nets coming up tonight. Lakers at the Warriors. McLovin, do you have a poll question for me today?
Yes. Okay. What is the biggest tournament storyline today? It's Monday. You know, I know everyone's not clued into all the teams, but I'll give you some choices.
Okay.
Gonzaga going in undefeated, Duke not being there, COVID contingencies, as I call it, or familiar faces, Patrick Ewing and Rick Pitino being in the field. And I was going to throw in, are there any stars that people want to watch? I know Cade Cunningham, Luka Garza. I don't think that there's any star people are tuning in for.
Cunningham is probably more must-see TV. I mean, Luka Garza, you'll watch and you'll go, how does he get it done? You know, he's not fast. He doesn't jump. You kind of look at him and you go, he's the Big Ten. I think he's back-to-back Big Ten Player of the Year honors.
Front runner for the Naismith, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I would say it's Gonzaga going undefeated, and then I would put COVID contingencies. You know, once the tournament starts, we're not going to go, boy, I wish Duke was here. Duke's not any good. You might go, boy, I wish Duke was in there so we could root against them. Or it doesn't feel like a tournament without Coach K. Patrick Ewing and Rick Pitino, as much as I love what, you know, both of those did, you know, they may be one and done. Probably will be one and done. I would say Gonzaga going undefeated, trying to navigate, you know, a crazy year and then going into the tournament and then trying to do what hasn't happened since 1976. And they should be the favorites right now. They have been a great team from start to finish. It's just there will be one game in the tournament, guaranteed, where the outcome will hang in the balance for Gonzaga. If Gonzaga goes undefeated, I don't think they're going to blow through everybody and win by double digits. There will be one game, at least, where down three with 5 minutes to go. It just happens. Because, and sometimes there's no rhyme or reason where you go, how are they, you know, losing to that team? Or how is that team staying with Gonzaga? Foul trouble, somebody gets hurt, somebody is not great, somebody is great on the other team. Whatever it is, it happens every tournament where we go, how did that happen? And it'll happen in this tournament. There'll be probably 5 to 10 moments where you go, I can't believe that just happened. Yeah, McLovin.
Watching ESPN last night, it feels like no one wants to go chalk, but everyone's afraid not to pick Gonzaga. All the experts, that's a one team that are like, you know, they're scared of Gonzaga. But it never works that way, does it? I mean, the number one seed never overall doesn't usually win.
Well, that's where you have your research that you did prior to the show. And then you say, do you realize the number of times that the number one seed is?
That would have been great.
You have that. Oh, you don't have that information.
I did hear a stat that most of the time the teams that win their conference tourney do not win the tournament. Most times there's only been two conference tournament winners in the last 8 years to win the NCAA tournament. And I cannot verify that.
I was going to say, are you sure about that?
No, not totally sure. Vaguely sure. That's why Ethan is here.
I mean, if you say it with authority, then I guess I'll believe you. But, you know, when it comes to these kind of situations, that's where I usually rely on Ethan. Because, you know Ethan. He provides our stats, and maybe Ethan could do what you should have done maybe 15 minutes ago.
Oh, that's why Ethan is Ethan. But I do, I always make the mistake where I watch a conference tournament and I see whoever wins that. I'm like, oh, they're awesome. They're going to win it. And it never seems to really work out that way.
Well, that's where everybody's like, Illinois, they're great. And I'm like, yeah, they are.
Alabama.
But they went into overtime. Alabama. Boy, I love the way Alabama play. We're all experts. We became experts this weekend. And Paulie, what is the limit on the number of times you can mention Illinois in the tournament?
I moved on from Illinois. I'm on to Georgetown, Dan. Hoya Paranoia is back.
Oh.
Coach Ewing is back.
Okay. Well, that's good. So Paulie will not bring up Illinois. It's like any tied to the state of Illinois, Paulie latches onto it.
Yeah, and he was telling me Illinois is nowhere near Chicago. It's like 4 hours away. Is that correct?
Yeah, like 2.5 south. Shambana.
All right, what other poll question?
Okay.
And by the way, every Monday, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked. You didn't like, you can dial us up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Say good morning to our great radio partners around the country and our TV partner, Peacock, which you can watch for free, download the app, and watch all 3 hours. Yes, McClub.
I have a Saints poll question. Unless Paulie had another college basketball poll.
Okay.
It feels like he's itching to do it.
Well, you were talking about things in this tournament. I know it's not the lead, but the fact that Rick Pitino is back in the NCAA tournament. If you would have said 3 years ago, when he's in Greece doing whatever he was doing over there, collecting a check, that Rick Pitino would be in the NCAA tournament and Mike Krzyzewski would not. This guy's got more than nine lives. No matter what you think of him, the fact that he's present.
Well, he can still coach. I mean, it should never be lost on anybody. With all the baggage, all the drama, everything that went on with Rick Pitino, at the end of the day, as we like to say, he is one of the five greatest coaches that we have right now in college basketball. He truly is. This is his fifth team that he's taken to the tournament. He can coach big. He can coach small. He can shoot the three. I mean, he's done it in a variety of ways. And Rick Pitino can coach. And I know you probably go, well, of course they can all coach. No, he's the kind of guy that can take your players and beat you, or he can take his players and beat you. He's just that talented. Now, is Iona going to do anything in the tournament? Maybe you get a win, but he got them there. That's it. I mean, that's the important part, is when he was hired, and you probably thought, as I did, wow, Iona. This was Kentucky and Louisville and coached in the NBA and coached the Knicks, coached Celtics. You know, he's won championships, and here he is at Iona. But he knows how to coach. He knows it. Like Tom Izzo just knows how to coach. Jim Boeheim knows how to coach. In big games, big moments, may not be great during the regular season, but you don't want to face teams coached by those guys. And you're going to have a couple of those matchups where you're going to realize the difference in, you know, the level of coaching. Strategy, not panicking, outguessing your opponent. Yeah, McClellan.
Wait, do you mean he's top five now or historically?
No, five now.
Wow, so you think he's still that good? That's great. I mean, obviously.
Well, look at what he just did.
But I feel like there's a lot of hot coaches, like Nate Oates at Alabama is red hot, Shaka Smart and Chris Beard, and like I feel like the young guys get a lot of the pub. Nobody talks about Rick Pitino like that except for you now.
Yeah, but Pitino's been doing it for 40 years. This isn't a, hey, I had a good run.
People want new, though. They want the new strategy guy.
I get that, but I want to remind people of there are guys who just know how to coach in a big moment. And that's what the NCAA tournament is. When it comes down to, and we don't do it, we don't talk about it because we don't want to offend anybody, but there are coaching mismatches. And that's sort of, those on the inside will tell you, you know, when it comes down to, hey, this could be a 3-point, 2-point, 1-point game, who's coaching? And that coaches are the consistent in the constant in the NCAA tournament. It comes down to, we always think of the coaches because the players are one and done, the marquee players. And, you know, that is what you single out. Like Jim Boeheim's been running this zone defense forever. Forever. And we get to the tournament, we say the same thing. Now you got to solve that Syracuse defense. They somehow pull off wins that you probably don't think they should. Michigan State, Tom Izzo, same way. Interchangeable parts, the constant is Tom Izzo. And he doesn't always have marquee talent. He doesn't always have one-and-doners. Same with Syracuse. That's where you got to coach. You can't just say, hey, go out there and get me a bucket. And though it shouldn't be lost on people that you do have these guys who have been doing it a long, long, long time. All right, what else do you have, McLevin?
Okay, Saints question. Not who will start, but who do? If you were the GM coach, who would you start? I'll give you some choices. Right. Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill, the richest quarterback in NFL history, by the way, as for 5 minutes. Teddy Bridgewater is in the odds. Marcus Mariota, Sam Darnold, or Alex Smith, who's also in high up in the Vegas odds. Of those guys, if we put that up on the poll, on the website, who do you think people would pick? Not who will get it, but who would you want?
I would take Jameis Winston.
Over Bridgewater and Mariota and those guys?
Yeah. That's why I picked him.
Just reminding you there in the poll.
Do you want to ask me the question again and I'll still take Jameis Winston?
Just trying to.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that Jameis Winston understands the position far more than he ever did before he got to New Orleans. And this is his chance. Because he can have a Ryan Tannehill kind of resurgence here. And he can get paid. He's not costing me a lot of money. Bridgewater probably will cost me, or Sam Darnold would cost me. I don't want Alex Smith. Mariota, no. Nah. Taysom Hill, no. I guess it would be Teddy Bridgewater or Jameis Winston. I mean, if Sam Darnold is kicked to the curb, I'd just be curious about that. But no, I would say Jameis Winston right now. What else do you have?
Okay, Drew Brees retired.
Yeah.
And I have strong thoughts on this. Is he a top five all-time quarterback? Yes or no?
Let me save that. How about I do that in the second hour?
Love it.
Yeah. I'll let that one marinate a little bit. Because I got Florio coming up second hour. And I can always ask him that question. But Drew Brees, we weren't sure. We'd been told, and then the longer it went, they put out that workout video, but he was on the Today Show, and he made the official announcement that he is going to retire. Here is Drew Brees on that decision.
Well, I am going to be working for NBC. I'm part of the team now.
Yes!
A new team. I'm excited about that journey. I'm excited to stay very closely connected with the game of football.
And he also talked about his, well, I like how it was a big shocker to the to the host of the Today Show.
Yeah!
He also talked about his legacy.
Whenever you leave one chapter and go on to the next one, I think you hope to have left a legacy behind it where you left it better than when you found it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's always been my philosophy. That's always the way I've tried to approach life. And these are memories and these are relationships that will last a lifetime, and we're all better for it.
Yeah, and so is the city of New Orleans, because you go back and we'll do this next hour, but imagine that decision that Drew Brees, instead of going to the Dolphins, Nick Saban's the coach, and he decided that he was going to go to New Orleans. Nobody goes to New Orleans back then, but Drew wanted to go there. And, you know, what he did, what he meant to the city, that's where you can put him up on the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks, of what one quarterback means to a city. I mean, it's a different list, but what Drew Brees meant to the city and what he did when he was not on the football field is remarkable. And in trying times with Hurricane Katrina, but, you know, he played the sport the right way. You have, you know, the shoulder injury, and usually that's, you know, career purgatory or death for a quarterback, and he made it work. And is as accurate as any, the most accurate quarterback of all time. And some numbers that are historical there. But we'll talk about that coming up next hour. Jay Billis is going to join us coming up. There's no real outrage with the tournament, because usually on this Monday after Selection Sunday, somebody got hosed. Like, I'm just happy to have basketball. You know, seating wise, did somebody get in there higher or lower or however we phrase that? I just want to know about the COVID contingency plans of what if somebody has to pull out of the tournament and then who gets to take their spot? What if somebody has to pull out, I don't know, in the Elite Eight, then who gets their spot? I don't think there's forfeits. Does the team that you just beat, do then they get to go in? Like it's, you know, Billis will help us understand all this. That'll be coming up. Jay is supposed to be smart, or at least he gives the presentation that he's smart and a lawyer. 19 after the hour, just getting started on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Discover the Discover card and discover something amazing. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. No limit on how much you can earn. How amazing is that? In fact, even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards takes Discover. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word that Fritzy never hears at home. Yes. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report limitations.
That was private between you and I.
Apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year. Be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Sign up for the DP Show newsletter, and you can be in our bracket challenge. As I mentioned, Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas, yeah, that Michael Douglas, he this second year in a row that he did it, 2 years ago, he was so excited. Bryan Cranston, Walter White, Darius Rucker, Jim Parsons, Guy Fieri's in, Jack Nicklaus is in, Alex Ovechkin is in. Wayne Gretzky, Adam Sandler, just to name a few, and you can be in the bracket challenge. All you have to do is sign up for the newsletter and submit your bracket. Yes, Paul.
Do you think Alex Ovechkin assumed he would be the greatest hockey player in our bracket Ooh. Tournament? Like, he's thinking to himself, I mean, I gotta be. Who else is in there? Chris Chelios? Come on.
Let's bring in Jay Billis, ESPN college basketball analyst. And in case you forget, he was a very good college basketball player in his own right. Jay, do you remember your first tournament game when you were at Duke?
Yes, we played in Pullman, Washington, and stayed in Moscow, Idaho. And so it was not much of a an introduction into the glory of the tournament. We were probably felt like we were more quarantined and isolated than the guys in Indianapolis right now.
Who was the best player you played against that year?
That year, Detlef Schrempf. We played Washington at Washington State in the second round. That was back before the tournament expanded. So it was 1984. So we had a bye. We didn't play a first round game. We had a bye into the second round and played Detlef Schrempf and Christian Belp in Washington.
How'd you do?
They beat us by one. And Johnny Dawkins got fouled on a lob and just taken out, and the referee just looked at him like, we're in Washington, son.
How surprised were you reaction to Duke not getting in this year?
Not surprised at all. I thought the only shot they had to get in was beating Florida State and going to the semifinals of the ACC tournament and playing well there. I don't think they had to win, but they had to play well. And the coronavirus thing, having a player test positive took him out of it. So I wasn't surprised at all.
What about the COVID contingency plans of what happens during the tournament when the tournament gets started? If a team has to pull out, what happens? Let's say it's an Elite Eight or a Sweet 16. What happens to that matchup?
They just move the other one on. So once the tournament starts, everything's locked in. If something happens between now and then, they'll take one of the last four teams in order when the last four teams left out. I think Louisville was the first one. And they'll just put them into that slot no matter what the seed is. So if a 16 seed goes out because of virus issues and cannot play, then they slot Louisville in there. So a number one seed is going to be going, really? We get Louisville as a 16 seed? That's not fair. That's not fair. But it's the only way they can do it. I mean, I guess theoretically you could shift up one bracket and just reseed it. But that way everybody has to redo their scouting and their preparation and all that stuff. You're just better off just sticking it to one team rather than the whole bracket. It's kind of like an airplane flight. Like if you miss a flight or if they cancel a flight, They don't just book everybody on the next one and inconvenience everybody. They just inconvenience that one flight.
But are you going to have these four teams that are sort of in the on-deck circle? They're quarantining, practicing, ready to go just in case?
Yes. They're testing and ready. They had to notify the selection committee that they're willing to go if they're called. I don't anticipate that happening. But who knows? There's a lot of things you didn't anticipate. But you know, the conference tournaments, I mean, it was some big names with Virginia, Duke, and Kansas having an issue. But otherwise, everything went off pretty well. I think the biggest issue, Dan, was there was a little bit of trauma there. You know, it was 1 year basically to the day, and all of a sudden you had a few teams drop all, you know, within 24 hours. And it started to feel like deja vu all over again a little bit. But you know, intellectually, you knew this is not that big of a deal. I mean, it certainly sucks for those teams and their fans and the coaches, all that stuff. But it wasn't anything going to derail, you know, the conference tournaments and TV and all that stuff. The business is going to go on no matter how many people, you know, have to bow out of this.
Doesn't feel like there's any outrage today. Normally, the day after, you know, we're railing against a team that got in or seeded too high or a team that didn't get in. Is there any outrage?
No, maybe that's because we're just happy to have it. But the committee did a pretty good job. I mean, there were some things that I didn't care for, but nothing where you're going, really? Like, are you guys, you know, the ball's round, right? We've had those in the past. We didn't have that this year. So overall, I think it was pretty good. And, you know, I mean, you could quarrel. There are a couple things I don't like that the committee does usually. And that is, I don't like it when they put mid-major against mid-major, and because, you know, one of them loses. And, you know, that's when you go put anytime you can put the little guy against a big shot and let's see what happens, because that's what people seem to want. And it is a television event after all. And they know that too. But overall, I thought it was pretty good and pretty balanced. That was the best part of it. Was there's no region you're going, well, that one's a bear and this one's easy. They all seem pretty balanced, which is I think the number one thing to do for any committee.
Jay Billis, ESPN college basketball analyst. You mentioned this is a TV show. I was wondering about this. If Zion was still on Duke this year and they were 13-11, would the committee look at Duke differently if you had a marquee must-see player like that?
Well, that's part of the problem, Dan, is if Zion were on Duke's team, they wouldn't be 13-11. They'd be 24. They'd be 23-1.
Okay, come on. All right.
Well, that's the issue with them, is they didn't have superstar talent. They had good talent, and they were just kind of just like everybody else this year. They had good players and youth and all that, but you know, so with Kentucky and Duke, you know, some people were saying, aha, one and done, doesn't work anymore. Well, it works at Oklahoma State, and it works at Gonzaga, and it works at USC. You know, they just didn't get the superstars this year, and Kentucky and Duke usually do.
I wonder about, you know, once we get done with the one and done, how that's going to change what the Blue Bloods do recruiting-wise, or how that's going to affect the mid-majors. Do you see a seismic shift there that – now all of a sudden Duke's getting the guy who's going to stay 3 years.
Maybe, but they're also going to get, they'll get the best players anyway, and they'll be more active in the transfer market. That's going to be a bigger deal going forward. You're going to see players that identify themselves as being really good are going to go, well, heck, I can go to Duke or Kentucky now. And you'll see that more often, but I'm not convinced that one and done is going away. You know, you may see other avenues, but if the NCAA wises up, or if the Supreme Court says they have to, players are going to be able to make money. And if they can make money, college is going to be a pretty good option.
What is your philosophy in filling out a bracket?
Mine is be careful of the upsets that you're looking for, because, you know, saying the 5-12 happens, it's picking the right 5-12. And this year, a lot of the double-digit upsets are going to be major conference teams that are the double-digit seed, whether it's Rutgers or Syracuse or Michigan State or things like that. Those don't seem to be as appealing. But I look at who I think is going to advance, the team I think that's going to advance in the bracket, and I don't worry as much about the upsets, because those are the first weekend fun things. And, you know, when you start thinking about like a 15 seed or something, two seeds are 132-8 against 15 seeds. You know, it sometimes it seems like, hey, those 15, this team can really play. They can play, but they don't win as often as you think. And then they don't win a second game. So when you start thinking about Florida Gulf Coast or something, that's great, but it's happened once. And you gotta be a little careful of stuff that's only happened once.
Gonzaga's chances here of going undefeated, you know, obviously it hasn't happened since 1976, but given everything that's happened, is that on the same level as what Indiana did with Bob Knight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I think the field is a little bit younger now than it was back then. That's the only difference between football and basketball. The players now are better than they've ever been. So if Gonzaga played that Indiana team, they'd drill them. But the players were older. And so that's the only thing that would give them more of a chance. It's like if you took, you know, the 1972 Nebraska Cornhuskers and they played against Alabama this year, who do you think would win? Alabama drubbed them. But football hasn't changed. The ages of the players haven't changed. The ages have changed in basketball. That's the only thing that makes it where you could say, okay, the teams of yesteryear would do really well against the teams now, is because you'd have seniors playing against freshmen at times.
You got a surprise team? That's not going to be a surprise if you tell me what your surprise team is?
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple. There, like, the upsets I see are in the West before they get their season shut down by Gonzaga. I think both UC Santa Barbara and Ohio U are really good picks there. Ohio U's got a player named Jason Preston, the point guard, that is the LaMelo Ball of this tournament. He's a triple-double guy. He averages about 16, 7, and 7. And really, really talented. He's going to be a first-round NBA draft pick. And UCSB has really good guards, in addition to a fantastic party area called Isla Vista, which is a wonderful place if you're young and want to have a few beers and enjoy yourself. Isla Vista is the place to go.
Do you remember the first time you played against Jordan?
Yes, absolutely. It was at a pickup game in Chapel Hill at a place called Woolen Gym. And we were the number one ranked recruiting class, and we went over to Chapel Hill to play. And after playing against, you know, Jordan and those guys, we were kind of looking at ourselves going, I don't know if this is going to, this might not have been a good decision. And then, you know, like, people would say, hey, did you know in college that Jordan was going to be great? Like, yeah, we did. We knew. When you played against him and Len Bias and Ralph Sampson, you're kind of going, all right, whoever said all men are created equal, that's BS. Like, that's just not true.
I try to tell people about Len Bias that, he had that explosion, like Dominique Wilkins type explosion there. But
he could shoot it too.
Yeah.
Like, he was a beautiful jump shooter. He was Superman. Like we used to call him Superman, because we'd come back to the huddle and one of our guys would go, I'm trying to foul him and I can't foul him.
Did you face Ewing?
I did in high school. I played against Patrick Ewing in high school. I don't know if he probably remembers it, not because of anything to do with me, but we played it in an all-star event at Pepperdine in Malibu. And one of my teammates, a guy named Billy Knox, who played at St. Bernard's High School and then went to St. Mary's, shattered a backboard in warmups. And so that was, and then we wound up playing. So it was fun playing against him.
Were you guarding him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He had a good game. I don't know if those two things are related.
When you talk about a force in college basketball, I loved Olajuwon, but, you know, Ewing, his presence and what he meant to the game and his coach and all of those things. And, you know, it's hard to describe it to somebody unless they saw it, they experienced what Hoya Paranoia was all about.
Yeah, Hoya Paranoia, that part of it, and then just how dominant he was as a player. That back then, the center was the feared position, and you know, if you were a dominant center, you were the first pick in the draft. It wasn't a discussion point, and that's why Olajuwon went number one over Jordan, or Sam Bowie went number two. You know, that would never happen today. But back then it happened routinely. But when Ewing dunked it, remember in the title game in 82, he was goaltending all these shots and the announcers were going, what is he doing? And John Thompson knew exactly. He wanted to let everybody, you know, he wanted Ewing to let everybody know that he was there. They did. And they almost won that game.
I wonder what Ralph Sampson would have been like in today's game. It feels like there's a Porzingis type feel to him.
He would have been just as dominant as he was back then. Like, people forget, he was the MVP of the All-Star game in 85. He averaged 20 and 10 for a period of years, but then he got hurt. And once it was like a thoroughbred horse having bad knees. That's what happened. I remember I was in Houston doing something in the late 80s, and I went to a game, and he was with the Sacramento Kings, and he couldn't run anymore. Yeah. And it was so sad because, you know, he was so great. Like, he should have been, it was like almost like Walton, you know, with his feet It diminished what he was as a pro, but both of them were Hall of Famers, Naismith Hall of Famers on their college careers alone. You know, two of the greatest that have ever played, I think.
Who did you pick to win it all?
Gonzaga. Gonzaga. I think Gonzaga is the best team. And Gonzaga and Illinois, I mean, I think there's going to be a little bit of chaos in the first weekend. But I think the top teams are pretty strong. And what I'm concerned about is Michigan, because Isaiah Livers has been out. And if he's not back, and then they've got they probably have LSU in the second round. I don't know that LSU is going to get beat by St. Bonaventure, although St. Bonaventure is pretty good. The Fighting Woj Bombs. But I think Michigan is the only one that that you're going, oh, man, without Livers, maybe they could trip up a little bit.
Thanks, as always, Jay. We'll hopefully check in with you during the tournament. And my best to the boys there in Bristol.
Should have been Dayton last year, Dan.
Yeah,
that
I know.
Would have been a good run, man.
I know. Now they're going to the NIT.
I know. Sucks.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Eastern Kentucky hasn't been the same since you left either.
Oh, my God. You know, they have been. Not any good. Not any good, Jay. Yep, they've been consistent. Thank you, bud.
See you, buddy.
That's Jay Billis, a former Duke great. Very underrated college career, by the way. I think 1,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, but just not a typical center back then. Like Jay now, he would probably, you know, he would fare a lot better, it feels like. But back then, when that's your center and you're going against, you know, these guys, Ralph Sampson, 7'4", it's not going to end well. Yeah, Paulie.
I think viewers are so used to Jay on TV, they know he played basketball, but he was a high school All-American, and the fact that he faced bias, he faced Jordan, faced Ewing, those stories are out there.
This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, and financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans, built, equipped, and engineered to get ready for anything. Go the extra mile, take the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Phone calls coming up, best and worst of the weekend, but when we return, it's our play of the day back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, and you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Smart gets it into Watford. Threw it away. He'll run it down to the back court. Hugh will take it to the top of the arc. Watford three at the buzzer, blocked by Herb. The putback, no. The buzzer sounds. And Bama hangs on. Oh, my goodness.
That's a great game. That's courtesy of Learfield IMG. Alabama holds on to beat LSU. First SEC tournament championship in 30 years for Alabama. By the way, the last six NCAA tournaments, only one national champ was a team that won its conference tournament. That was Villanova in 2018. Coming up next, Alabama against Iona. That will be on Saturday. Play of the day brought to you by M-Drive, powerful ingredients backed by science. Help me get energized, stronger, leaner. Go to mdrivedan.com today. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Phone calls are welcome. Best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Are we settling on a poll question, McLevin?
Well, I put up what's the biggest storyline Monday of tournament week, and it's actually number one is COVID concerns with Gonzaga being undefeated right behind it.
Okay. Yeah, I figured it was Gonzaga. I understand doing it today with what's going to happen or could happen the next couple of days and trying to get everybody healthy, safe, and be able to start this tournament. But as Jay said, once the tournament starts, that's it. Nobody is allowed in, and it starts on Friday, officially starts on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's your first two rounds, just so you know, plan accordingly. Yes, McLevin.
You know, on Sunday, Selection Sunday, I kept thinking about that question you asked Mark Few about being a mid-major and how he took exception to it. I still think of them as a mid-major. I can't get past it, you know? I don't view them as a blue blood, even though they kind of are.
No, and they should be, but they don't have any titles. They played in a title game, but I mean, I was asking Coach because there is from the outside looking in, and I look, it's tongue in cheek for me because I follow college basketball, but I think from the outside looking in, the casual fan looks at Gonzaga as a mid-major. Now they shouldn't, but they do because we don't talk about Gonzaga usually until the tournament. Now this year, being the number one team in the country, then we've looked at them differently. And you've had some of the blue bloods who have fallen off. But it's usually in the tournament where Gonzaga will go on a run and we'll go, oh, that's right. They usually have a good team come tournament time. But, you know, he took exception to it, but they're so close to it. He lives it every single day and that you're not viewed as on par with Duke or Kansas or Kentucky. And they shouldn't be from the standpoint of, you know, the overall historical part of this, because they haven't won. You know, those other programs have won titles. But the perception is Gonzaga. Ah, that's a cute little story. Where are they located again? You know, one of those that's the feeling you usually get. But if you're filling out your brackets, I'm sure that you're going to have quite a few people putting Gonzaga in there as your national champ. Yes, Paul.
And if you go back in the past 20, 30 years, no team that's not, you know, at least considered a high-end college basketball team. I think Virginia winning 2 years ago was one of the bigger non-top five type teams. Because if you look at the past 20 years, it's Kentucky or Louisville or UConn or Duke or North Carolina or Kansas again or Florida again. There's no wild teams in there. Syracuse once in a while. Arizona once in a while. UCLA. There's no you know, there's no Weber State coming and winning a title in this thing.
It is strange to see UCLA versus Michigan State just to get into the tournament. And you always think, certainly back in the 60s and 70s with UCLA, and they had moments after that, but Michigan State is current, where Tom Izzo somehow, some way gets his team into the Elite Eight. You may not know the roster, somehow, some way gets his team in. And a lot of these coaches are so good at preparing that if you give them 2, 3, 4 days to prepare for somebody, that's when the coaching really comes in. And it can be an advantage. They just know what they're doing, getting your team ready, what you scout for, playing a neutral site against an opponent. And Izzo's been able to do that. And that's why he's a Hall of Famer. Aaron Jones is staying in Green Bay. I think there was speculation, quite a bit of speculation, that maybe they just would move on from Aaron Jones because they weren't sure how costly he was going to be. Feels like he gave the Green Bay Packers a hometown discount there. And I wondered about the mileage on Aaron Jones. You know, a lot of these guys, if I look at what they did in college, you know, Christian McCaffrey had a lot of carries at Stanford. Leonard Fournette, by the time you get in, even if you get in as a junior, you've had 700 carries in college, maybe even more, or touches. But I don't know the mileage on Aaron Jones. I do love what Aaron Jones does, but if Green Bay is going to make it to the Super Bowl, offensive line, and I got to have somebody on the defense that takes the ball away. I have to have a game-changing kind of defensive player. But offensive line, as you saw against Tampa Bay, if Tampa Bay is reloading on that defensive line, you still have that glaring weakness. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, Aaron Jones has never had a 300-carry season. 2 years ago, 236 carries. Last year, 201. He shares the ball a lot with that backfield.
Yeah, McLovin.
I have no idea, without looking up, where Aaron Jones went to college. I've never heard his college mentioned. It must be a small school because I've never... He's not like a...
Everybody gets one guess. Todd, where'd Aaron Jones go?
Southern Alabama.
Southern Illinois.
Seton.
Rutgers.
Pauly.
The answer is, Dan, UTEP. University of Texas, El Paso.
Coming up, Mike Florio will join us. Retirement of Drew Brees. Russell Wilson rumors coming up. One more item as we close out the first hour. Rock Auto, rockauto.com, founded by automotive engineers in 1999. A family business, two goals in mind. Want to give you direct access to all the parts information hidden in the computers and catalogs behind the parts store counter. And second, they want to offer reliably low prices. They do all of those things. rockauto.com, where you choose the brands and prices and features you want. You can use your order history to keep track of maintenance, repairs, and warranties. And if you're like me, you might discover that maybe that thing you recently put in was actually installed 3 years ago. Why waste time and money hunting for the parts, phoning, driving, waiting in lines? You don't have to do that. Go to rockauto.com and make sure you tell them we sent you. Write Dan Patrick in the How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. You're able to find out that information hidden in the computers and catalogs behind the parts store counter and get great prices. So, all the parts your car or truck will ever need, one simple place, rockauto.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.